Home Aid America and the Building Industry Association of Hawaii have partnered to provide transitional housing and facilities for organizations helping homeless individuals and families on Oahu. The partners will solicit donations throughout the community to cut costs. Peter Simons, Home Aid America CEO, grew up in Hawaii.
On average, the typical homemade project across the country is 50 cents on the dollar is saved through this in-kind model of contributions by builders, developers, and all their subs. So we've now built over 450 housing projects around the country valued at over $200 million worth of this housing specifically for homeless organizations.
The Home Aid Hawaii chapter is the 17th to open nationwide since 1989. For BIA Hawaii, which is involved in a number of charitable projects in the state, this is the first that focuses on homelessness. Association CEO Gladys Maroney is confident construction can be cost-effective in Hawaii.
For a single family, it's probably about $300 to $400 a square foot, but multiple living situation, it's definitely going to be a discount because it's all going to be donated labor and materials. The price point is, you know, hopefully it'll be a little less. You know, everybody wants to help solve the issue of homelessness, and so this is just one small part that the building industry can do.
Locally based developers, builders, and banks are providing financial support for the Hawaii chapter. Ward Village Foundation, the nonprofit arm of Howard Hughes Corporation, is supporting the first year of the chapter's operations. David Strife is Senior Vice President for Howard Hughes.
We've actually committed $1 million to the foundation in 2014 with the idea of spending it over 2 years. This is the first homeless project, and honestly, really gratified that all of these other developers and home builders to join in, and the rapid response from these people has just been really heartwarming and exciting.
The newly appointed Hawaii Chapter Executive Director, Nani Medeiros, says the board of directors will be meeting in the near future with the goal of starting at least one project this year.
We've already been contacted by a number of nonprofit providers who are interested in partnering with us to do the managing and running side of it once something is built. So we're pretty confident that we're actually going to have a number of opportunities to do a project. And it's going to be a matter of, are there permits required? Do we need any kind of approvals? But we will do as many as we can.
Nationwide, more than 220,000 homeless people have been housed in home aid facilities over the last 26 years. These facilities are located in 12 states, from Georgia to the San Francisco Bay Area. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.